I'm Michael Hernandez. It's 7:45. The state land office has issued a lease to a subsidiary of a California-based energy company to build a wind farm on trust land in New Mexico. Land Commissioner Aubrey Dunn announced the 50-year lease late last week, saying Cowboy Mesa LLC has plans to construct and operate a plant capable of producing 20 megawatts, or enough to power several thousand homes. The project will cover more than 1,600 acres of state trust land near Corona in Torrance County. As part of the lease, Cowboy Mesa will pay about $3,300 per year in rent until commercial operations start. Once they begin, the base rent will increase to more than $100,000 per year. The land office says Cowboy Mesa's parent company, San Francisco-based Pattern Energy, has a portfolio that includes 20 renewable energy facilities. Environmental groups say the EPA is taking a do-nothing approach to pollution in Texas. The groups are suing the agency over the latest version of a rule meant to reduce haze. They say it doesn't go far enough. Travis Bubenik has more.
Here's something everyone actually agrees on. Haze in national parks is a problem. The EPA acknowledged that when it finalized its new haze cleanup plan for Texas in October. Stephanie Kodish is an attorney with the National Parks Conservation Association, which worries about pollution in the Big Bend and Guadalupe Mountains parks coming from power plants.
Not only do these sources compromise visibility, but they also affect visitor health, and they're the same sources that have an impact on our climate.
Her group and others argue the Obama administration's approach to cleaning up haze would have had better results. The new plan gives Texas power plants alternatives to installing costly emissions controls, one of them being an emissions trading program within the state. The EPA says its policy is to not comment on pending litigation. But in deciding on the new rule, the agency had considered arguments from Texas power companies that the old version would have been unnecessarily costly and that it was an example of federal overreach. The groups suing are also formally petitioning the EPA to reconsider the new rule. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubenik.
Nearly one in 10 Americans works in the healthcare industry. That's the case in New Mexico, too, but there's still a shortage of nurses here. And the demand for nursing instruction is high enough that accelerated private programs are operating alongside nursing instruction at public colleges. Sarah Trujillo has more.
Lisa Kennedy Huntsman showed me around the Pima Medical Institute in Albuquerque earlier this year. I got to meet one of their simulation dummies. It was sitting upright in a hospital bed, arms outstretched, and staring right at me.
Oh, he's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Kennedy Huntsman says students come for their accelerated program and the hands-on experience.
Yeah, so he can do everything. They can learn so much because they can kill him, and then they can redo it again. So
applicants must pass an entrance exam and nail an interview to get a spot in Pima's program, and the school will help students who still need to earn their high school diploma. A Pima nursing degree takes just over a year and a half and costs about $45,000, which is worth it to some folks who don't want to wait for a spot in a public nursing program. Two-year nursing degrees at community colleges here cost a fraction of that, but applicants in places like Santa Fe and Albuquerque were often stuck on wait lists, and sometimes for years.
And then they were justifiably angry.
That's Diane Evans Pryor with the nursing program at CNM. She says she really felt for students. They were racking up useless credits that wouldn't even count towards their nursing degree while they were waiting to get into the program.
One woman came to my office and she said, you know, before I tried to get into your nursing program, I was a nice person and I'm not anymore.
Evans Pryor says they recruited more faculty and clinical sites and worked with education officials to adopt a statewide nursing curriculum to allow more transfers between colleges.
We've really pulled out so many of those confounding factors and made it so that this is reasonable again.
CNM also opened the door to lottery scholarship recipients, and Evans Pryor says the number of students moving through the program almost doubled. More and more students are staying to finish their degrees at CNM, according to CNM's annual reports, and the number of students dropping out of the program has plunged. The number of nursing students of color has been steadily increasing, too.
We've got what we need to do the job that we need, and we're rewarded with an amazing student population.
What really pulled me into the, you know, nursing was took an anatomy class and learned more about the human body, and that was just amazing. Got to dissect a cow's heart.
Johnny Bowles says he knew immediately that nursing was his calling. But after finishing up all his prerequisites at New Mexico State, his grades weren't high enough to earn him a spot in the nursing program there. So he took a job in his hometown of Santa Fe, and a couple years later, he tried again.
Finally, I said, hey, you know, let's just go for it.
Bowles got into the program at the Santa Fe Community College. He says getting that letter was one of the happiest days of his life, and he got to start right away.
Hopefully, I would have kept trying, but, you know, I am glad that I didn't have to get on that wait list.
Now he can complete his degree close to home and his family. For KUNM, I'm Sarah Trujillo.